Hello everyone, and welcome to Doctor Who Timey-Wimey Adventures. For anything to happen, and anything will happen. Everyone, introduce yourselves.
Okay. Hi, I'm Albert. I'm playing the doctor, newly regenerated after fighting in a multiversal war and just getting to know his new body.
I'm Jess, and I will be playing the K9.
Affirmative, we love hanging on here.
My name's Zach. I'll be playing Albert, the son of a previous version of the Doctor and River Song.
Did you say Alistair?
I thought you were playing Alistair.
Yeah.
You said Albert.
What?
I mean, you can play me,
That's
but
funny.
Learn your freaking words!
Right? It happens. All right.
You can play me, but I'm old and can't really run
Apparently,
through the corridors that well.
I can't remember my names.
Apparently. And hi, I'm Emily, also known as Lady Marista, and I'm the DM. A first time DM, so I hope it goes really well, actually. All right, you all ready?
Yeah, I think I learned my name now.
I would hope so.
Affirmative.
So, it's been a long road for you, Doctor, as you have regenerated yet again, and this time you are still not Ginger. As you regenerate, you will yeet it out of the TARDIS, which has about enough what your BS of regenerating inside of it. You would have heard the you did hear those mellowing wails of the cloister bells echoing over the TARDIS as you yeet it out. And when you land, you'll find yourself surrounded by unit soldiers. They just drag you out with the water and river fames. What will you do? And Alistair, you're what unit soldiers? And I'll assume that K-9 fell out to what doctor.
I walk out to the TARDIS, and you said these unit soldiers are all stand around me.
Yes, and Alistair's there. You wouldn't actually know, you wouldn't recognize Alistair as he is your son.
Did you say I do recognize him?
You and that's your son, remember?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I look around, and then I look over at him. Alistair, what do you look like?
Zach, can you hear him?
Right.
Yeah.
What do you look like?
Wait a second.
Okay, take your time.
Didn't they show a young version of John Hurt once?
Yeah, maybe you want to a young actor for that.
He looks like the young actor who played the War Doctor, or
Oh,
it
that's
showed as the
cool.
War Doctor.
That's cool. I can
Like,
pull up that picture right now.
yeah, could you pull that up for me?
I will.
Thank you.
We're thinking of D.H. Ollivander.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking for him right now. One second.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
I look at him and I'm like, really? You brought all your little friends to play?
Well, if you'd actually land in one spot and quit falling on the TARDIS, we wouldn't have to chase you so much.
Is K-9 here with us?
Yeah, K-9 was eating out too.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna.
I would eat it out too.
What's that?
I was asking if I was yeeted out of the
Yeah, you
question.
were. Don't worry, you landed well. You landed well.
I'm gonna check
I
to
mean, as
make.
a metal dog, there's not much damage it could do.
Not really.
Gonna check and make sure K9's okay.
And you will see that K-9 is definitely okay.
Like, oh, such a good dog.
Affirmative.
I look back at Alistair. There was a war on, and unfortunately, we lost.
I can tell.
And that's around
Yep.
the time you see Hank Stewart up here. What will you do?
Hey, Stuart.
Yeah, she appears.
I look over at her. Ah, it's like a big family reunion.
Hank Stewart's gonna look at the doctor and say, Let me see how the reunion it sure is, but Doctor, we have a crisis. We need your help.
All right, I think K-9 and I are up to the task.
So, Doctor, we may have wrote him one of your requests at the experiments with time travel.
Hey, what did I tell you about doing stuff? You leave the Time Lord business up to the Time Lords.
You know, technically, I'm a Time Lord, and I did tell them not to do it.
We were trying to retrieve an ancient that someone has sent in the past, and we didn't want to stay trapped there. But someone's been meddling in our affairs, and near Unit Tower, near one of our unit bases, out right outside the city, there's a rift that's formed, and also, that's just where your TARDIS happened to fall into. And wave is a rift in time to somewhere in the 1900s.
Have you been able to pinpoint the location?
We have not been that clear, but we can confirm that it should be safe to enter through. It seems similar to other time rifts that we have to close in the past, but not anything that we have, like other people have it. And we were hoping that you would go through and retrieve your TARDIS and retrieve your ancients.
Well, that sounds like a plan, I guess. Nothing old K-9 can't take care of. I look at
data.
Hey, Sirius, this is what K-9 is saying. Oh, you are an adult.
Affirmative.
To make sure you don't get in trouble. Well, any more trouble than usual.
She's going to say, you know, hey, Knight, I heard all about you from Sarah Jane, well, before you know what happened.
Affirmative.
And she's going to say, we have a, you need, we can give you a ride in our truck. You want to ride? Or you have other means of transport?
Well, we might as well take the truck. I don't feel like walking.
Understandable. Apologies in advance, Doctor. This truck is not made on the inside.
I give her a patronizing smile.
And she's going to smile back at you. And she's going to say, well, you know, we don't get going unless anyone has questions. And I'll be sending Alistair with you on this mission. Because Alistair, since he's been wanting to travel with you for a while, so you should not be traveling alone, so he's going with you.
He's probably not alone, he's got K-9.
Permitted.
Yeah.
I love K-9.
Good boy.
I'd find some room in the back of the truck.
Okay, so you know it's like, you know one of those, those like all completely black shrugs that they show in some of the episodes that Unit has. It's one of those shrugs.
Oh, okay.
And in the back of it, and Hexenra is sitting down next to the doctor, and she looks at the doctor as they're traveling and says, so, doctor, do you have any questions for us?
I look at her and be like, so what were you trying to accomplish with this, this experiment?
One of our important agents that had valuable intel was touched by a weakling angel or waking up when the angel was dead.
What was that? I'm sorry.
She said, one of our agents was sent back in time by a weakling angel. We were trying to go back in time and retrieve them while we were waking up with the angel. Well, technically you dealt with them, but information, no ass. And then you left. I don't know if that's happy for you yet.
I tell her this is all rather confusing.
So is your entire timeline, Mom Salmon.
Yep.
Affirmative.
I love that affirmative. That was funny. Alright, and then she said what at our service and says, so you'll behave yourself, right? And you'll hit out her check?
Sure, I promise not to lock any other Time Lords in their TARDISes this time.
She said, you know, The last time you did that, you really pissed off the master.
Eh, he deserved it. It was annoying.
I look at Alistair like, what?
The master annoyed me, so I deadlocked his TARDIS. Not my fault he couldn't get out. Technically it is, but that's my point.
Like mother, like son.
Right.
That definitely sounds like something every song would be.
It is. Anyway.
What?
Is there anything you want, you or should we just fast travel?
That's up to you guys.
You want to have a conversation or you want to fast travel to learn the anomaly?
I think we can go check out the
anomaly. No, it sounds like we already kind of had the conversation. Is there anything
else? Okay. So after a almost wait 10-minute short trip, you are outside of the city and you find yourself next to a unit building where you see it glowing purple, bluish, and portally thinny. And it's right next to the building by some ruined equipment. And at Hanks, it was the doctor said, we can shut it down, but we want to make sure you get a hold of your TARDIS first and the agent. So, you should be safe enough through. It's pretty similar to the ones we held before. Do you need anything before you go in there?
I'm going to have see if K9 can scan the anomaly and see what they can find out about it.
Anyway, what were you saying, Doctor?
Oh, I was going to ask K9 to scan the anomaly and see what kind of, like, if there's anything, what kind of energy it is or whatever. If she can find out anything else.
You would have to roll for science and awareness, I think.
That's what I need to roll?
Yeah, for science and awareness. So you add your science and awareness, right? And then you roll 2d6s, am I right?
Yeah.
And
okay,
then,
so my science is 5. So science is 5, awareness is 3, and then I roll 2d6.
Yeah, and add up the numbers for me. Let me know the full number.
I got a 2 and a 3, so a total of 13.
Go on.
What?
My cat.
Oh, I see. I'm gonna say you passed that as your hang 9, and you have 13, so you need at least a 12, from my opinion on that. And that's a normal thing for hang 9 to do. And your memory means a yes, but it was just barely passed. Albert, is it what a yes, but, or is this a solid yes, it was 1 over?
I think it's a yes, but.
Oh, right, okay, yeah. And Masu over is a yes and.
Yes and.
Okay, it's a yes, but you scan it and you determine that it is safe to go through, but the but is that you have 5 minutes to do it. And it's already shutting itself down.
Anomaly safe, but will close in 5 minutes.
Okay, and I look at Alistair and I'm like, well, I guess we better get a shift on.
Well, what's the worst that happens is, Hank, go ahead, we'll be waiting for you.
Affirmative.
And she's the one I was sorry to say, you haven't been the same for you?
Something is probably going to try to kill me now.
If it does, he just didn't want them.
Not funny.
Hank, she's going to shake her head and say, that you're going, I'll see you on the other side when you get back.
Well, shall we, Doctor?
Sure, I'm gonna pull a yo-yo out of my pocket and start playing playing with the yo-yo while I walk through the portal.
The moment you actually hold the portal, the yo-yo starts to poke towards the portal, just so you know. You know how, like, the bottom yo-yo, it moves as it has ramification to the portal?
Yeah.
That's what happens. So, okay. anybody say anything on the island?
Alistair yelled Geronimo. Alistair did his own test before deciding to, say Geronimo.
What?
He pulled out a slinky.
The slinky immediately jumped into the portal.
Yeah, I thought so. His response is, yeah, I thought so.
Alright. Now, are you ready to be on the other side? You got ready?
Yeah, I am.
Alright, so you all find yourselves up here, and as you appear, the portal seems to close at any one technical information you need. So you all find yourselves next to a really interesting, beautiful grand staircase, and you want to look around. And looks like you're in an area where there's quite a few people with fancy clothes walking about, and you can see a sign nearby, and everyone wants to take a look at the sign.
Can Alistair look at it?
Sure. You can read the right sign either way, it's in English. You want to read?
Yeah.
HMS Titanic.
Once again, I hate the universe.
What did you say?
Alistair closes his eyes and he's like, once again, I hate this universe. Oh, after they went through the portal, he also said, I don't think we're in London anymore.
That's an ill one. So, Doctor, I moved notes since you're in the Titanic at all. Have you read the sign?
Kind of looking around at all the people. Well, we go from almost blowing up in a battle to dancing around on a boat.
Okay, it's hey, not if I didn't mean to say. I assume it's a matter that this ship let me hey, not memory unit, since it's homicide.
Yeah, it says I have photographic memory.
Yeah, and you would probably have the information on Earth information like that, so I can say that you probably have that. It's Titanic semantics. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
So, that is around the time that you see someone approach you, and he seems like a rough, rough man. He looks at you sternly, the way Mike throws it out here and saying, where did you come from? You're not at all dressed for this occasion. Are you first class? Where's your passenger's ID?
I don't think this doctor has psychic paper.
Oh, I think you should have it. I don't have a problem with it.
Question.
Okay,
we can do that too.
I
was actually gonna say if the doctor didn't have his, what if Alistair had psychic paper? So
okay, that works.
Weird.
That makes it.
Since Kate played that, could probably hack in and add him to the register anyway.
What did you say?
Since K9 is technically adapting, can like interface with technology, could probably hack in some way.
I don't know if they have the technology back in the Titanic is.
Pretty sure they did everything by hand back then.
Yeah. My second paper went up here in the trip. And when we hit the look, how many story points second paper is. 1 second.
I have Alistair take the psychic paper out and hand it to the doctor.
I look at him, I'm like, well, you go ahead. You're the one with the paper.
Don't worry. I'll do it.
I need to go ahead and take a look at your paper. And in 1 minute, pull up the second paper sets. That's going to be 1 story point. So, how many story points does your character sheet say it has? It's 8, right, on your time board?
Yeah, 8.
Alright, I'm going to type in 7, Alistair story points in the chat. And you also earn story points. Like, if you have, like, an epic doctor speech, or you at the moment that's really well with character or something you earn, you can earn story points. So, what you want to type paper in the...
Alistair being the smart ass he is, I was gonna have the psychic paper say ship inspector.
He's gonna be like, oh, you're the ship inspectors. I wasn't aware that you weren't me on this deck. My apologies. Are you with you?
I look at the guy, I'm like, I guess we can accept your apologies.
He said, you know, I'm not really liking that to apologize, but I'll put up with this. So what are you expecting? You probably know who I am. Name's William Murdoch. I'm the first officer aboard the ship.
We're expecting the ship.
Obviously, gotta make sure she's up to code. You wouldn't want her to sink now, would you?
This ship is not going to sink. It's unsinkable.
And they also said one wouldn't fall.
He says to the rolling eyes and say, you know what, how to do your inspection. I have other things to do. So what do you want to do?
I look at him, I'm like, have you noticed anyone acting strange here on the ship?
He said, oh, yeah, we noticed a woman in strange clothes. We have her, she was a bit hurt, so she's in the medical ward.
Could you, show us to the medical ward, please?
All right. Maybe 1 minute. I actually have to take Tanner's map up, so I'm going to pull up where that ward would be on my map I have.
So if we're on a ship in 1912, should K-9 be, like, incognito, like, trying to hide behind something?
He hasn't been I don't think he's been looking out. K-9 is probably trying to hide or something. Use the box method. Or maybe he notices you. I have an idea. What?
Well, yeah, we're going to do it. I was going to say, I have an idea.
You're right, yeah. You know what?
My idea was to have Alistair pick Cannon up and more or less say he's his typewriter. What?
For me. As long as they don't try to throw me overboard, I mean, you know. Robots in water, not...
I wouldn't throw my favorite robot overboard, K-9.
Alright, so he's going to talk to you and say, so... And you need to go ahead and see that person there. You need to go to eat that. And then he's going to say, I'll have someone else showing the way. That better puts me in line. And he's going to back into random crew members and show you the way.
Very well, ship boy.
You not tell me ship boy. You know... My name is Frederick Sweet, and soon I'm going to be on top of the ship looking out for obstacles for icebergs. So, you know where there's a pair of binoculars by any chance?
What was that?
He said, my name is Frederick Sweet. I'll help you with this, but then I have to get going up on top to look out for icebergs. So, if you have a pair of binoculars, I can really use one. No one wants to give me any.
Oh, a pair of binoculars?
Yeah. Oh, like, since he's wondering, historically, he was actually asking for binoculars, and, but he never got any, so that's why the ship's up, and you couldn't see it. So it is kind of a fixed point.
I'm gonna act like, I could reach into my resourceful pockets and maybe pull something out, but...
might mess up the whole thing a lot of time.
Yeah. I'd be like, sorry... left my binoculars at home.
Understandable. If you find anyone that does have it, you let me know, ship inspectors. Mr. Fleet is going to lead you up the stairs up to eat that. Will you follow him?
Yeah.
Okay. And then
I'm being carried so I can put no eyes.
What?
I said I'm being carried so I have no choice.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not sure. You're going to notice something very peculiar on the way.
You're
getting a free ride. So you notice in the gallery, which is actually quite near the hospital, that in the gallery, it looks like there's a loot box.
I want to check that out.
So you enter the TARDIS?
Yeah.
So you notice something more peculiar. This isn't your TARDIS. And you know, it has like the heart of the interior is what it pretty much has. It's all light and clean, and you can tell it's definitely not your TARDIS at all.
So this is not my TARDIS.
Nope. You wouldn't know that interior's wrong, everything's wrong, the settings are wrong. And the settings for it are really basic. Pretty much.
Are really basic, you said?
Yeah, it's pretty much factory settings.
Alright. Nothing we could do about it.
K-9 go in as well?
Yeah, did you want us to go in K-9, or...?
Affirmative.
Okay. Alistair and K-9 follow the doctor in.
I'll be like, be careful! I don't think this is my TARDIS.
Yeah, the only other thing you would actually notice in this room is that there's some boxes, like, full of art and stuff. That's all you notice in this room.
Is there any way to tell who this TARDIS might belong to?
Do you think there would be a way to tell? Theoretically?
Since Kanan is technically adept, could he interface with the TARDIS to see?
Yeah.
Okay. I would have Hank Diamond running the rest of the tribe, but they would have to roll the scene to figure it out. So I'm going to say that would be... This would be a little bit harder, because the TARDIS has security to prevent that. So it would be technology, and ingenuity.
Something else. Oh! Vortex.
Oh, that's Vortex. That gives you a bonus, I'm pretty sure. I am going to say this one will be a little bit hard.
And
so you'll roll ingenuity and technology. And your two successes plus two.
Technology, and I'm sorry, what was the first one? Ingenuity?
Yeah.
So my 2d6, ouch, I'm in max. I got a 7 total, 1-6 and 1-1. So 7, technology is... Sorry, I can't tell, is that a 6 or a 5?
Let me look for you. That will
be... Ingenuity is 7, technology is 6, and then I rolled a 7.
And you add your 2?
No, I didn't, actually, so that's 22.
Okay, that is definitely a yes and. So, you immediately know who TARDIS this belongs to. And, hang on, it will probably make sense to you why there's artwork in this room. For the TARDIS belongs to the Meddling Monk. And you're wondering who the Meddling Monk is? You might have seen in my class in Doctor Who, he's a Medway Annoying Monk. And when he finished, he is a lot more annoying. But in the end way, he's a pain in the ass. Not like the Master. He's not trying to like overthrow everything and like, crazy schemes. He's just more into really stuff for himself. And more of a nuisance to everything.
Like, mischievous?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the end part is, that... You're able to determine where he's currently at.
Alistair does have a reaction when K-9 figures out it's the monk. Does K-9 let the Doctor and Alistair know, or...?
It appears this TARDIS belongs to the Meddling Monk Master.
It appears to be an art gallery of his.
Currently in the art gallery on the TARDIS.
I look at K-9 and Alistair and... I think we go find him.
Before he steals any other artwork?
Right.
And we can't forget about the female, I'm guessing it's the female unit soldier. That's
And anyone wants to know for the unit soldier before it went out in the month we had, or he went in the month first.
Well. Since... I was gonna say, Alistair could leave K-9 with the Doctor and go search for the soldier.
Yeah, you're not that far. He's across the hallway. Outside the TARDIS, not the TARDIS hallway.
So I have Alistair set K-9 down and have Alistair say, keep an eye on him for me. I'll be right back.
I look at K-9 and I'm like, don't let the monk try to trick you with anything. He's devious. Not quite as smart as, me or the Master, but dangerous nonetheless.
Who do you want to know first? Alistair, or you want to know the Doctor first?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
We can do that, what's that?
Well, I want Alistair to know first.
Okay.
Alistair, so you make your way into... Sith Ward, right?
Yeah.
So, you immediately obviously recognize someone wearing a unit uniform, well, since you work for a unit, and she's clearly in the bed with a slightly broken arm, and she looks at you and says, finally, something from my own time! And she's gonna say, you really don't know me, but I'm a new unit recruit. It's my first day on the job. My name is, Mejo, and she is trying to offer her in hand to you.
After all, she can say, bad first day.
Yes, I got touched by a statue. I don't understand how it got here. All it did was blink.
That's the trouble with them. You can't blink.
What are those statues? You know anything about them?
Alistair's gonna look the other way and say too much.
Yeah, you should have an option when at least, or even when it's hot, Alistair about stuff like that anyways. Since he works for unit knowledge.
He's actually encountered them before.
Of course he has. Anyway, she's gonna say, so can you get me home? I do not want to sit on this ship of the yams.
Two of us.
Exactly. And then she's gonna say, by the way, you should look out. There's somebody holding himself a monk, and we have a slight problem. He told the captain that the ship's on the sink. And the other slight problem is, the way he showed the captain how the ship was in the sink is, he forced the captain to watch some old movie called Titanic from 1997.
Oh, I said that's a torture in and of itself.
I actually kind of like that movie.
Damn,
you probably know how it ends.
Did you say the monk is in his art gallery watching Titanic?
No, I said that the monk showed the captain at Titanic, the movie Titanic. And that's what the soldier told that's here, sir. Is that was there.
Oh.
And it doesn't kill him? I will.
Alright. Maxie, you up, sir. Hang on. How's it going with you?
Just approaching cautiously.
So when you enter the art gallery?
Yeah.
So you'll see a monk. And much like a monk you've seen before, like the one that Ace Doctor wanted to help her. And I'll send you a picture of that monk in 1 minute. And the monk is actually turned around right now, looking at the artwork, talking to something. He's like, I should probably save his artworks. What do you do, Doctor?
I clear my throat really loud.
The monk jumps like he's ear shitless, and he looks at Doctor and says, oh, it's you, isn't it? New face?
Yes. You know, you really shouldn't leave the door open.
He said, I didn't leave the door open. Damn it, a stupid captain must have left the door open on his way out. I should know better.
What are you doing here? This
well,
is a fixed time.
Well, you know, these artifacts and paintings are other valuables. They're not in a manner when the ship sinks. Like, what's the point of letting them out in the lake when you can rescue them at running in the future when people actually hear about them? That's why I'm here, to save these artifacts from human history. And don't worry, I'm not causing a paradox, I'm replacing them with what hand hot means. Once they're underwater, no one will ever know the difference.
Where's my TARDIS? And what was with this anomaly?
Oh, nah, anomaly. The last time I met you, you gave my TARDIS some trouble, so I had to suction some energy off of their temporal experiment and my TARDIS to come here, as you kept messing with my TARDIS.
So where is mine now?
He said, and why should I tell you? You might not know, why would I tell you?
Is the unit soldier and Alistair caught up with them, or?
Unit soldier is able to walk, so and she would follow you. And
they caught up
with
them,
yeah? Yes.
Okay. I could have Alistair try to threaten or bluff the monk.
Okay. What is your character sheet? I'm gonna need you to roll for presence and commence.
Right, give me a second to look at my sheet. So presence is 3. And I roll 2 threes, so I got 6.
Okay, and you add it to your other numbers?
Yeah, give me 1 minute.
That'd be 12, right?
Yep, that'd be 12.
Alright, give me 1 minute. So, to do this, you might need to spend the story points or get a little bit ahead. You need at least a couple of story points. You want to get ahead for that. You want to spend them?
What, 7? Or we have 7?
Yeah, you want to spend at least a couple of story points for that?
Yes.
To get a yes, but at least?
Yes.
Alright. So, he's gonna look at you. And what were you trying to bluff him with? You want to say it in your character?
Oh, didn't the doctor tell you? I messed with your... I basically messed with your the guidance system in your TARDIS. Sure, you can go somewhere else. Where you end up, nobody knows.
He's gonna look at you and say, I am tired of people meddling, but my TARDIS, first the doctor, and now you. And that will mean that he's going to try to pull out a gun and say, turn it back.
You say he pulls out a gun?
Yeah, it's just like a futuristic gun, pretty much.
Canine could zap him.
Yeah, nose blaster.
So you want to try to blast it out with his hand?
Yeah.
That would definitely be entering technically combat, so the way I'm pretty sure it works is that talkers go first, and then viewers like people go in that second, right?
Yeah.
So is it not anyone want to talk before that happens?
I'll be like, don't be so stupid with a gun! I'll be like, you need to put these paintings back, give us our TARDIS, and everybody goes home.
He's gonna say, but I can't give you back your TARDIS. It's not gonna work like that easily. You don't understand, Doctor.
Why? What are you trying to tell me?
Fine. Your TARDIS is on top of the iceberg in Titanic St. Tom.
On top of the iceberg?
Yes.
Oh, it's fake.
I have a loaded K9 and I'm not afraid to use it.
Yeah.
Primitive.
He's just saying, what is a stupid metal doll to you?
Oh, you called him that.
What did he say?
He said, and what's a stupid 10 metal doll to you?
Observe, and then I'm gonna fire in with my nose blaster.
Alright, let me hit the K9 sheet. I'm gonna have you roll fighting. Oh no, marksman. And I'm going to say coordination. Marksman and coordination.
What's your roll? 10.
Is that your total number?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's no way it has 0-2 underneath. That's gonna be a no but unless you want to use story points.
So if I use 2, it's a definite yes?
Yes. Solid yes.
Yeah, we'll do 2.
Alright, so it's a solid yes. You knock his weapon out of his hand, and the monk wears it says, seriously, I just need to save these paintings. Don't you understand? No one should have keep these in the first place. Why does it matter if I take them out in time and sell them to the highest bidder?
Because you're making my day really irritating and I'm really straining myself not throwing you off the ship.
What will it take to get you out of my harness?
You already edited the ship.
I don't think that's going to work well with me and the monsters that back up.
This is what you're going to do, Monk. I look at him and I say, you're going to put the paintings back. Then you're going to take us over to the TARDIS. And then I don't want to ever see you again.
But secondly, we have seen each other again. Our order, remember? He's going to say, I don't know if there's a way for me to hear it, TARDIS. Your best course of action is to wait till the ship crashes and then get out of the TARDIS then. Unless you have any other ruined ideas, Doctor. And Doctor, I like what you had to say, so give me one free story point.
Yeah, what did you say?
You get one free story point what you said in the month. That sounded like the Doctor for sure.
So,
that would leave you a 9, right?
Yeah. I'm good. Is there, like, any kind of, like, do I got, like, any rope in my pockets or anything?
You can use resourceful pockets for that.
Yeah.
You have that, right? Resourceful pockets?
Yeah.
You'll have all some rope. What are you with the rope?
I'm going to...
I technically have an idea. How close will they get to the... Well, they're going to hit the iceberg, but... How close will the ship technically be to it, like where they will end up?
That is a very good question.
Because I have a really dumb idea.
What's your dumb idea? I want to hear it.
The Doctor tying the rope to Alistair, and Alistair climbing the iceberg with a knife.
Well, the ship rams into the iceberg.
He doesn't have an ice axe. What do you want?
Well, I was thinking just tying the monk up and piloting his TARDIS over there, setting his controls to somewhere in the vortex.
Either that or Mundus.
Yeah. Alright, is that what you want to do? The unit soldiers look at Hey Knight and she's gonna say, so Hey Knight, you have any ideas? I've heard about you before.
Oh yeah. Yeah. K9, you have any ideas?
I have a transmit ability, but I don't know what it is.
That might be for a transmit in,
You know, it's too bad the Doctor could snap his fingers and call the TARDIS.
I don't think that works like that way. It works for opening it, but not summoning it. Anyway, you want to tie up the monk?
Yeah, let's go for it.
He's in the monk is trying to back up, but obviously you guys are all surrounding him.
Okay.
So I'm gonna say that he just doesn't even try to get away and he doesn't hit. He's gonna say, you know, your friend and I have insurance and you wouldn't tell the shit to me. You see, this shit is in the iceberg. I told the captain everything he needs to know.
Alistair is gonna say excuse me, then leave the TARDIS.
What's it not really gonna do? Doctor, what are you in the ear? You need to tie him up?
Yeah, I'm still going to tie him up.
Okay, go right ahead. He's just trying to resist you a little bit, so I'll have you roll against that.
Okay. Alistair has a really dumb plan.
Yeah?
He's going to crash the Titanic into the iceberg.
Maybe the captain is going to leave the current pilot, so he's taking over.
Yeah, the captain is going to be taking a nap in a minute.
Yeah, maybe the hat was about to rewave the pilot and your hearing is over.
Question!
Yeah?
Is Alistair allowed to know Venusian karate?
I don't know if he knows that or what. I need time to figure that out if he knows that. Like, use other methods.
Alright, he's making his way to the bridge anyway.
Okay. You're gonna know how to see the pilot in right away, you just say, oh, when you're looking for the captain, he's his quarters nearby.
Good. Why don't you stay here? I'll be right back.
You say, and are you the inspector I heard about?
Yep. Yes, I am.
Hey, I'm right ahead. But then, as you're in a way into the captain's quarters, which you shouldn't have too much trouble finding as they're well labeled, and it happens to look at you and say, what are you doing here? He says, you know, I'm scared. I don't want to die. Something's gonna happen, I can't let it happen.
So you saved the ship, and what happens if you go a little ways across the ocean, hit another iceberg, and then you sink, and you all die by freezing to death?
He said what I said, and said, I was here, you were with the monk, weren't you? I saw where you went.
I didn't even give the one in the crow's nest binoculars.
I don't even know where we have any, seriously. Whoever, gave us the shit information never told us where the binoculars were. I don't even know.
Of course we're the captain.
I am the captain, but I feel like a failure. My one is not, what would be the point if for nothing? And since there's no way to avoid it, can you get some people off the ship? You ever see the people who went? I've seen the future. Can you get people who went die normally, get some of them, even one off the ship? That would make my death worth it.
I'll try my best, but this ship needs to hit that iceberg.
And I'm gonna need to roll the trying to convince this guy. Can you agree with you?
The what?
Well, what? I'm going to say subterfuge as you need. I need to add your convince winner. Subterfuge at presence.
14 altogether?
That is a yes. Because he was already complicated what you were saying anyway, so he wasn't resisting you too much. So he's going to say, fine, I'll do this one mission. You get some of the people who wouldn't have been off. I know what kind of ship those are. Get some of them off the ship, please. Make it worthwhile.
I said I would.
I just said that I'll go ahead. After all, half it goes down with his vessel.
Hey, I kept it.
And then, went in the air.
Something his father's probably gonna yell at him for.
What?
He's gonna find some people that he's not gonna let die and take it back to TARDIS.
I'll have
Alistair find where the lower class cabins are, and he'll find that maybe a couple or a couple families and tell them to come with him.
Okay. How are you? You're in it. Tell them that if anything happens in the ship, to meet him on top to a certain location?
Yep.
Okay. Actually, Doctor, what's your plan in the hole in your TARDIS?
What's that?
Doctor, you haven't planned yet to get a hole in your TARDIS, or what you're going to do.
Yeah, do I got him tied up?
Yeah, he's tied up, and he's angry.
I'm going to grab these, pieces of art that should be on the Titanic, and have us all go to the control room, console room.
Okay.
I'm gonna throw the paintings out the door because it's basically just gonna, you know.
Sammy is for one anyway.
And I'm gonna look for Alistair and see if he's come back yet.
Has Alistair come back?
Is there any way he could have snuck those people onto the monk's TARDIS before his father came back into the main room?
Sure.
Maybe, he's gonna be waiting.
How would you? I have a theory how you could have convinced them. Anyone hear my idea?
What?
You have a phone with you, right? That has actually you wouldn't have any internet. Never mind. How would you have met Sammy Fett?
He told them due to some passengers not showing up before they left, they have gotten better accommodations.
Oh, that works. I'm sure they would fall for that. I'm not even making wrong, because they would fall for that. And then they're in the hum up here saying, so we're in the better accommodations? What?
I was going to say, tell them you're a magician and you've got like a magical box that they can go in to receive better treatment than they are now.
Yes, exactly. I love that.
Yeah. When they got there, he pretty much told them, this way into the magical box. Come on, quick.
Alright, you get three fanboys to enter the car, and they're like, it's bigger. I mean, it's smaller on the outside.
Yeah, trust me, I don't have time to explain.
Alright, Doctor, what are you planning?
Alright, I'm gonna have K-9 hone in on the coordinates of my TARDIS, and I'm gonna fly this TARDIS over to ours.
Okay, I'm gonna say you're in that temporary materializing right outside to Janet, but you're not time traveling, so we shouldn't talk.
Really, dog?
What?
My dog is snoring.
Affirmative.
I don't know what this sound was. It's not K-9.
I know. The month of K-9, also gonna say, you are a mad dog. What did K-9 say?
K-9 dog?
Yeah, what did K-9 say?
He says negative if somebody got him.
Negative.
Alright. So, not sure. I'm gonna have you roll for this. And it helps to have you in it. I'm actually gonna have you spend some story points.
Okay.
You know, you're gonna need to spend at least 4 story points since that's a fancy maneuver you're doing. Is that right? Four.
Okay.
Oh yeah, and it's something fancy. The materializing TARDIS outside, and it's where you want to know, along with it means like Titanic and what you're doing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Are we trying to get the Meddling Monk's TARDIS to the Doctor's TARDIS?
Yeah, out right outside on top of the iceberg.
Could I assist with that?
Yes, you can.
To make it easier?
Yes, okay. I'll that way you're gonna you would have, it's not really I spent 2 story points, so I'm changing
okay.
Maybe spent 2. So you wanna spend 2 and not spend 2?
Yeah.
Okay. Alright. So it does end up working, but as you materialize, it's hard to run outside. Your other TARDIS, you know, since this ship is in mirrored close, you don't have much time left. And you know, in the TARDIS, you would notice you know how much time left. The ship's about to crash.
Alright, I look at the monk, I open the doors, I'm like, alright, everybody go get in.
Monk's saying, you're not the one that crashed into me, are you?
We would never do that. Probably.
I look at the monk. I'm going to mess with his console to where it just like spins, like what the doctor did to the master and the Ronnie.
Oh, I love that part.
I love that part. That's funny. No, right ahead. Now it has only 1 story point, because you're on the roll.
Okay. And what should I roll for it?
I'll let you roll for that. I'll let you roll for that one too. See if it helps you. Maybe you'll have to spend the story point when we want. I'm going to say that with the transport and agility.
Okay.
You might not even have to spend the story point if you do well. You know, that might be input fast, so that is something fancy in your ears.
I might have to spend a point. But I do get... I rolled a 13.
Yeah, I'll say you roll... You use a story point, and you'll be fine.
Okay. Yeah, I'll use a story.
Okay, you use one. And... Y'all have everyone evacuating your TARDIS, right?
Yeah.
Alright, switch your room, and who will be the last ones in the TARDIS?
I have,
Alistair be the last one.
Okay. The second to the last one being the unit soldier. He was making sure she got in.
Alright.
And then, Doctor, you make sure he realizes TARDIS.
Yeah, do I see these people he brought in?
Yeah, you see three families.
I look at them and I look at him.
I don't want to hear it right now. Less talky-talky and more getting us the hell out of here. I don't feel like becoming an icicle.
And I look at him and I'm like, we will talk later.
Yeah, get dematerializing.
All right. I'll get us out of here.
All right. Now the shrink for an and zero and TAM for that. Since you're using your stars now. That wish me a what shit work belt has if she's playing your TARDIS.
I got a 15.
You definitely knew it. But you also notice at the same time, the Titan hits the iceberg right as your TARDIS dematerializes.
Oh, wow.
That's that close.
Did the monk's TARDIS also?
Yeah, that last Titan too.
Yeah.
The monk is flaring, though. So, not sure, where were you in materialized to? Alright, did you drop this sheet off somewhere before you got to unit?
Yeah, I'll take them back to the shore. I don't know.
And what you unit tell the passengers when you unit?
I get them, and I'm going to be like, I'm like, well, you all just won the jackpot today, and you got to not only ride on the Titanic, but also ride on the most fancy yacht you've ever seen in your life, or something like that.
One of them is going to say, how is it you get ashore so fast? Where's the Titanic?
I looked at Alistair as a...
Of course he looks at him.
K-9, I could do with a bit of help here.
We're supposed to be trying to explain how to get back to shore?
Yeah.
They asked, like, where's the Titanic?
And how they got to shore?
Somebody created a problem.
That's fine. No one's up the wings of Monday life.
I look at the people and I'm like, look, you're going to get home. And you're going to find out that something bad has happened to the Titanic. And there's nothing we could have done about it. But just know that you are safe. And that you're going to live the lives you should have. Just don't tell anybody we were here.
You see a few of them nod. How some of them are starting to think that there might be some sort of magic if they were nod on this next conference.
Well, it was a good magician.
Yeah. Anyway, you need to go back to unit?
Yeah.
Or you want to use
something else? There you go. A good magician never reveals a secret.
You just told you that, sorry, what Hang Nine was then saying. She's what Hang Nine said. Oh, who's it, Molay?
What was that?
Measure the unit socials and what Hang Nine said. Oh, who's it, Molay?
Oh. Affirmative.
And she says, let's say about the mic type before we have more type problems, please, Doctor. It's already made enough report how we can report Hank Stewart, how your son Sam I should people that suddenly wasn't dad.
What do you know is my fault?
Mm-hmm.
Has I always assumed based on the reports I heard about you? And you have more trouble than necessary?
I look at Alistair and I'm like, you know the rules.
What rules? The Time Lords have violated them several times! Screw the rules! Even canines on my side.
I look at him and I'm like, well.
Well, that was affirmative to the Time Lord. From what the time all the time.
You guys are still on my side, technically.
Yeah.
I look at him and like, well, it doesn't really matter anyway, because I'm taking you back to unit, and then I'm getting out of here.
Yeah, kind of figured.
Yeah, unit soldiers are like, not her say, wouldn't it be better if you two sit together? Maybe you should sort each other out. It seems like you have family problems, and Hank told me that you shouldn't be alone.
He's not alone. He's got the voices in his head.
I look at her, and I'll be like, you've got family, right?
What?
I look at her, and I go, you've got family, right?
She says, no, I don't. Not anymore.
Sorry.
It was a long time ago. Don't worry about it.
I'm like, well, then you wouldn't understand Thanksgiving dinner. I look at him.
She says, just smile and say, oh, I have Thanksgiving every year at Hanksmore. No worries. She helps me.
I was working that day. Well, technically. Anyway, what about Christmas?
Oh, John. Isn't Christmas always trying to kill the doctor?
Yeah.
I think they tried to kill both of us.
Yeah. So, are you fine to stay? You just mentioned what Alistair was saying. So, Alistair, you fine to stay with the doctor? Or should I expect to hear more reports on unit with you?
I suppose I could travel with the grumpy old bastard.
Well, besides, somebody has to keep an eye on him. Well, besides K-9.
Affirmative.
I love the affirmative. Anyway, so you're in meet Matt and you're the soldier, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, she was just waiting for Taurus to say, see you whenever you have the time, I suppose.
I look at her and I'm like, don't quit your day job.
She said, I wouldn't. I like working for units. Except for the time at the end of Winter Nations, I hate them.
I look at K-9 and Alistair and I'm like, well, let's get out of here before Kate gets here. I don't want any more stuff.
You mean before I get like a 3-hour lecture about what I did wrong?
I look at him. I'm like, well, you're all going to have to go clean the pool.
You're in the what?
I tell him he's going to have to go clean the pool for doing that.
And is she still in there, or did you put her back in Loch Ness?
She might be back at Loch Ness. She might have left a gift for you in the pool.
I know where you're going. I think.
Oh my god. So you want to haul it there for now? And now turn off the recorders?
Yeah.
Alright. Everyone, thanks for listening to this. I hope you enjoyed session 0. And next week, we should be having another session, possibly on the anniversary of Doctor Who. Bye!